Hey guys, Ashley Daniels here for another episode of the Real Housewives of New York After Show. We have a very special guest in studio tonight, so you want to stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Little old school.
Original.
Why not, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like her voice has dropped 10 octaves since this came out.
You think so?
It's very late.
My earphones are a little slippery tonight. That's what happens when your hair is so clean, so fresh and so clean.
Yeah.
That's what happens. Hi, guys. Welcome back to another after show. We are obviously very excited to be here. It's numero dos tonight, and I mean, I thought tonight delivered. I was super, super happy and very satisfied. So we want to hear what you guys think. So if you're on YouTube now, please feel free to chat to us. Also comment to us, like and subscribe to us on AfterBuzz, our AfterBuzz YouTube. And you can find me at Ashley Daniels on Twitter. And who am I with?
What's up, everyone? I am Thomas Rulina. Please follow me everywhere at Thomas Rulina.
And this is Lindsay Wagner. You guys can find me on all things social media at Lindsay Wagner.
Hi guys, it's Megan Stecker. You can find me on all social media as Megan Stecker, and I am having a Sonia eyelash malfunction at the moment.
You're good.
Is it falling off?
No, it's there.
Okay, it's like poking me in the eye.
And we have a very, very special guest tonight.
Yay!
Coming to us from, all the way from, well, California, but I wanted to, you know, make it a little more dramatic. But John Hill, thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, you guys, thanks for having me. Do you like my huge bulky mic?
Yes. Oh no, don't. You'll get used
to it.
Sexy. It's very sexy.
I'm such a fan.
You know what
thank
they say? Men with big bulky mics.
Bulky,
I mean,
huge things on their faces.
So John. You know, so anybody who doesn't know, John is a member of the Bravo family. John, can you give us a little backstory and what you've done and how you know the Bravo world?
Yes.
And yeah, your camera.
Did you say quickly? Yeah, where am I supposed to look?
Well, not quickly.
Oh,
whatever you want. It's actually right here. Sorry.
Yeah, I can see myself as a small self over there. Well, I've done a lot of shows for Bravo. I started with Project Runway, Top Chef, a show that you never ever heard of that was a dance show with Elizabeth Berkley, Nomi Malone from Showgirls.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's called Step It Up and Dance. I'm the oldest person here in the entire building. that's really my
You're really hot
credit. And then, but pertinent to what we're going to talk about tonight, I wrote and produced Watch What Happens Live for 4.5 years,
mm-hmm.
then moved over to Sirius with Andy, where I'm his co-host in the mornings live, which you should all be listening to.
Yes. What's it called and what time is it on?
Andy Cohen Live, Monday mornings, 10 to 12. I mean, Eastern, yes. I'm doing it at 7 a.m. here, so you might... Am I looking at you or up there?
You can look at the camera.
I want to look at you.
You can look at us. Yeah.
I want to look at you guys. Yeah. It feels really weird to look at that little
No, you don't
camera.
Have to look at that.
Okay.
You don't have to look at
and
that.
And then I host my own show on Sirius from 1 to 2 Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, called The Feels, where I just take calls and listen to music and talk about myself, which
That's
is
awesome.
What I'm doing now, which I could do for
the
a long
feels.
Time.
And people can find you on Twitter at
The
Boss of
You.
Of You, excuse me, The Boss
I
of
am
Me.
The boss
You're the
of
boss
you.
Of me.
See, get it?
That's
like
the best damn Twitter
phrase.
Handle I ever heard.
I got it so early, like 2008, the day Twitter came out.
Oh, that's awesome.
Did you register for like 3?
I did.
Yes,
I don't remember the other ones, and I don't remember how to get into them.
So
wait,
go.
Why
They're
do you think
around.
That he would register for 3? Is that what
you
had to do?
Like
you claim
your own name.
Them.
Yeah. You like take your own name, but like he did like a fun one.
Right.
I see. Which took off.
Yeah, and then I took my own name. I reserved my niece and nephews theirs. You
That's
know?
Sweet.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's
really
like they're smart. Too young to be on the internet.
Good planning.
Yeah. They're never too young
you.
These days.
Never too young. Yeah, that's right.
3-year-olds with iPads.
That's
like
Ebot Dream Kardashian's website. Like, the Kardashians didn't even think to buy, like, dreamkardashian.com in
They're
time.
So stupid.
Ebot it.
Just kidding.
And gifted it to them. Like, instead of, like, obviously they wouldn't charge them.
Yeah,
they're
not going
like,
to. That's, kinda that's cool, their bread and butter, honey. They're not going to charge them.
But they wrote on the homepage, like, congratulations, Rob and China.
That's cute.
That's a cool
but
gift.
How funny that the Kardashians, the owners of all media, like, didn't buy that. On their own.
I know. That is actually very non-Kris Jenner-like. Okay, so John, we got to ask you before we get into this episode. So you obviously have seen a lot. You've been around a lot. Being at Watch What Happens Live, I can only imagine what you've seen, what you've heard,
and we want to know it all. No, just kidding.
Well, this song that we came in with, Luann's song, Money Can't Buy You Class, is of course a classic across all continents. it reminded me, we did like the NBC upfronts at one point, and we were all kind of, it was kind of early, not that early, but like everyone was kind of, we had to handle a person, and like they were just like, well, you take Luann, and then you, because we were going to do this whole like thing for NBC, and like I was like, I don't have any, I was petrified. I'm not a talent producer. I just am petrified of people sometimes.
when
which is why Luann I'm over here. And you guys are over there. Just kidding. And they're like, you get Luann. I'm like, I'm so scared. But I was like, hi, I'm John. I'm going to be helping you with your thing. And she performed this song. And she was like, okay, well, here's my surprise. At the end, I've brought fake money, and I'm going to make it rain. Oh. And I was like, I put on my producer hat, and I was like, don't do that, because it's fake money and you're supposed to be rich. Like, right. If you're going to make it rain, use real money. Yeah. And she was like, yeah, it's going to be fine. And you know what? She did it, and people still talk about it who are there. So
wow.
Good for, she knows the way to perform, to make it rain.
And wow.
Yeah. She did.
That's awesome.
She was like, here you go. And everyone cheered and roared. And I was like, well, I'm a bad
wonder
producer.
If Mrs. D'Agostino now can make it rain with real cash, thanks to Tom. I mean, we don't know, right?
Did they get a prenup?
Did they get it? Oh, I don't know.
Good question. And also, this is a dumb question, but is he like the heir to the D'Agostino grocery store fortune?
I would think he probably would be. I have no idea. We'll get on that right now.
Okay.
Someone wants to do
that.
Megan Stecker is our news girl.
I feel
so.
Last season we were trying so hard to find out where his money came from, mm-hmm, and we couldn't find it.
I don't know. Maybe we have to we're going to have to.
Someone in the chat there, we've got Joseph in there and PJ Bottoms.
Hey.
So if one of you guys can check where Tom.
I love it. We're like putting you to work, okay? Yes. You gotta watch us to get it.
Interactive.
But speaking of Tom's money, why did she not buy the nice hat she tried on and wear like an old one that she DIY'd?
She said it didn't go with her neck, which I thought was a funny thing to say, because it's like, it's kind of opening yourself up for a lot of punchlines.
Yeah, totally. A lot of punchlines just from tonight.
Yeah, there really were.
People wanted to punch each other
tonight,
too. I wrote them
down. We'll get to it.
Yeah, we will get to it. So let's start from the beginning. We've got Tinsley shows up at Sonia's house. We have our Tinsley Mortimer entrance.
Intro.
We finally got to see her. So what did you all think of Tinsley tonight, starting with Megan?
So much more normal than I thought.
Okay.
I kind of thought, I had seen some episodes of her old reality show that she did. I think it was on the CW. And obviously I've read up all about her troubled past in Florida. And I thought she was going to be like Sonia level bonkers, maybe a little violent. I know, she seems so normal to me.
Okay.
First episode.
True. It's early.
We'll go to John next. So let's go in like a circle. I don't know.
I'm curious about that old reality show. I remember it, but I'm getting it confused with Gastineau Girls and Queen Bees. That was Chin Implant, Vanderpump. What's her name? Stassi.
Oh, yeah.
That was Queen Bees. I thought she was Dina Lohan.
Oh, my God.
That was my takeaway. That's who I thought she was.
She looks so much like Dina Lohan.
Yeah.
I think she might be Dina.
She might be.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That means that during our predictions section, you need to make sure you predict that.
Oh, she won't even have to reveal a mask because she is Dina Lohan. But
yep.
I have a lot of thoughts about Tinsley, but we'll get to...
We'll get to them? Okay. We'll skip me, Taz.
I actually really appreciate Tinsley on the season. I feel like she brings something new for the viewers. I think we are going to be following her story. I think it's interesting. You know, with Jules, I feel like she couldn't handle, like, the pressure of being on The Housewives. She didn't really have that much there to talk about to last her the whole time. So I feel like with Tinsley, I'm excited. I like her.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
for sure.
I want to see a different side of her, too, because she's had this kind of trouble the past couple years. So I want to see that side of her. If it's getting back into being a socialite, being an it girl. I didn't personally like her, like, it girl thing. She's like, I started to curl my hair, and then just everyone recognized me.
Totally.
That wasn't my favorite part, but I don't think she's like that, and I really enjoyed seeing her at the party trying to make friends and be open to people and not getting butt hurt, noticing things, like noticing how Bethany handled it, but I appreciated that she's not trying so hard to fit in.
Yeah.
Kind of like Dorit. I feel like sometimes it's trying so hard to fit in. And then people are put off by that, where she's like, I'm cool being just myself and knowing that you'll come to me and I'm a fun girl and I'm interesting and I've got a story.
I like that. What rubbed me the wrong way was the one line she had, which goes, it's so refreshing to be out of Palm Beach. Like, you poor thing. How have you done it? You're not wearing black anymore. You're living in Palm Beach. Your life must be terrible. Like, you can't rub somebody the wrong way more than by just coming in with your, like, amazing life and complaining about it. Yeah. It's like the skinny girl's like, I'm so fat. It's like, okay, bitch. No, you're not. So, yeah, that's what that stood out to me. So then we have Bethany and Carol and Ramona. I mean, thank God for Ramona because she just brings the laughs no matter what. Oh, I didn't understand, though. Did I miss something? Why were they saying that she was, like, extra crazy?
She wouldn't take her shoes off in Bethany's house. Bethany asked her to take her shoes off. She's like, I'm not taking my shoes off.
Well, but hold on. Right, why do you take your shoes off for the dogs? You take them off because you don't want disgusting stuff in your house.
Right.
But then it seems like Bethany doesn't want, just in case you were to kick a dog, it's better to kick them with socked feet. But that was a really bass-ackwards thing to say.
Yes.
But then I think Ramona seems to be just kind of like anything that could be contrarian, she's going to do because maybe that'll turn into what's going to be cool. So she's like, no, I don't take the shoes off. And then it's like, well, no, I don't want to talk about politics. I don't know. It's kind of like conflict or whatever, which I appreciate.
Yeah. So you think Ramona is conscious of what she says before she says it, even though she acts like she isn't because she wants to create drama?
I think she may not even think about it before she says it. I think she might be like, no, I'm not going to take them off. You know what I mean? Like, at the time when things come up. I think Ramona's become like, remember how Tamara was in the OC a few years ago where she was kind of like a floater and the connective tissue between everyone and just kind of like showed up. Like, every scene in tonight's episode, it was like behind a bush. Oh, there's Ramona.
Yeah.
Like, just like, here she is, like, in every little scene. Like, and then, you know, I don't know. She's become a refreshing person instead of a super, well, I mean, she's crazy, but saying that when Carol's like, there's something off, it was like,
yeah.
You know, you could say that at all times about Ramona, right? Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. So I guess you're right. There wasn't just one in particular thing that she did. She just did some crazy stuff.
Plus, she's been doing the show for so long. I feel like this is just who she's developed as a persona for TV, that it's expected for fans to see her like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? Right.
She definitely plays it up.
To pretend that you're pissed that you didn't get a text about someone getting a dog. Puppy. Like, she's like, it's like a child. Like, my dog sits in the bed and sleeps in the bed with me, and then it sits down and it barks, and it's like, Ramona,
and Carol has two cats? Yeah. I don't believe Carol has two.
She does,
She
wasn't supposed to keep them. Wasn't she just fostering them, and then she ended up keeping them, or is that my wrong
last
season?
The one she was really attached to got adopted by someone else, so that was a whole thing.
Right.
But now these are two new ones.
These are two new ones that she wasn't fostering, she just got them.
Yeah, while Adam's shacking up with her.
Oh, wait, I take that back. She is a animal person. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
She walked my dog once.
She did?
Yeah. What? That's so nice.
That's so cool. I would just go up to be like, hey, my name is John Hill, and Carol Adswell has walked my dog before.
I forgot about that till now. She walked Waka and my dog at the same time.
Aww. That's cute.
Hey, heads up, guys. PJ let us know that Topper Mortimer's family founded Standard Oil.
Yes.
Old money. Tinsley is reportedly worth $35 million.
She had money before him, though.
Tinsley
comes from money before she even married Topper. She was actually from money. She's old money, and then she married old money.
Into more money.
Make sure, if everybody hasn't done it already, make sure we, hopefully we shared this on our Twitter so that everybody can know that we're doing the chat, but I just shared it as well. So you guys have the link to watch us if you're, if you want to. Make sure I tagged you in this, John. Yes, you are. Okay. So then we have Bethany's cat outfit, which was awesome. And
wait, is it Halloween or Easter?
Confused beyond words.
The last scene that we've done last time on, it was tennis skirt on Luann in Central Park chatting with Dorinda, and then all of a sudden it's cat suit and nothing. And then later in the episode with the garden party and the pastels and Alice in Wonderland, and it's Easter now. So it's like, what season are we in?
It's a lot of editing, and it's a lot of like trying to bring the Easter and the whole, because I was getting that
bring
vibe
the,
no, but the Trump thing, we know by Trump, because she talks about the emails coming out soon.
Halloween-ish.
So it was around Halloween.
And then for the garden party, everyone who was in black was like, oh, well, it's fall and my colorful clothes are packed away.
Right, true.
Except still, Ramona Blue. I was like, what are you doing?
She doesn't do it anymore.
She doesn't do Ramona Blue anymore. I mean, she claimed that color.
Yeah, but I think that maybe reminds her of somebody.
Oh.
Ooh.
Maybe. But, and I also think her daughter took it over, too. I feel like she could. Didn't she say, like, that's my color?
couple episodes ago, a couple seasons ago, whatever. I don't know. All right. So anyway, so then they're talking about, so Ramona and Carol and Bethany are talking about Luann and how, and Ramona's saying like Luann and I, like Luann thinks that I'm just digging up old stuff and everything, and I'm not. And she says it's just kind of rude. So yeah, she just thought it was kind of rude, and she was sharing it with them. Now, the Carol and Ramona situation rubbed me the wrong way. Did it rub you guys the wrong way at all when she was saying, you don't read, I read, and kind
of... She was saying, you're parroting headlines, but I read the articles.
Right.
But I think, like, it goes maybe deeper than that, right? I mean, because you can read articles that aren't that great either.
Yeah,
you know?
Good point. So,
well, this is kind of like a metaphor of everything that's
going on. I mean,
I do
respect
on.
Carol's professional journalistic opinion.
Agreed.
Of course, but, yeah.
This is like what's going on in this country on a bigger level. It's like Carol is the liberal person and the Hillary voter, and Ramona's obviously a conservative Trump voter. And all the liberals think they're smarter than the Trump voters, and they're like, oh, you're reading fake news, or you're reading... Your conservative Facebook stories that aren't even written by an educated person, or they're a lie, and they're, you know, it's the fake news from that Russia was pushing over or whatever. And I actually read the stories, and my friends are all journalists, and it's all really Ramona hears is I'm smarter than you, and we're not voting for the same person. So Ramona's like, I'm cutting this off.
Is Ramona out and proud about that?
I don't think so.
Because I think she's just saying, let's not talk about it, which I think is totally smart. But in a setting when you're on TV and stuff, or like, you know, how when you're on The View or where we are right near, like tonight, I'm going to take, like, I don't like Tinsley, although I do. But like, just for an interesting conversation, I'm going to like not like her, like for this hour. You know what I mean? But somebody has to take the, or else it's boring. So like it's like The View, Elizabeth Hasselbeck at all times. Like they all were friends backstage. But when it comes on TV, it's like when somebody has to take the other side of the debate. Right. But I appreciate not talking about politics. Like,
I don't know. It rubbed me the wrong way, the way Carol said it. I don't know if she intentionally meant to say it like that, but it just came off like I could feel what Ramona was feeling at that moment.
Sure, and you're going
to shut
anything
down. I've had a lot
down.
Of people do that to me in the past where it's like, they assume something that's not true. And it's like, who are you to assume that I didn't read the article? Mm-hmm. But who are you to assume that?
Yeah.
And so I understand. And she says later on, when she's like, well, I have, you know, 15 years at ABC or whatever it was. I don't like when you read me your resume either. Don't tell me what you've done. And I understand she's trying to prove a point, but there's other ways to do it. And if you don't believe someone's read things, then just don't talk to them about it, rather than saying to them, I don't think you did this, I don't think you did that. Just no need to do it.
I think when filming started, I felt like she wanted that stigma and this whole like idea of her being so into politics, like that was going to be her thing. Because past seasons, there hasn't been so many things that have surrounded Carol's storyline, so this is going to be like, she's going to be the one housewife that really cares about this, and even though Ramona has her point of views, it's like, no, it's not going to be as strong as mine. Mm-hmm. So I feel like she's kind of, you know, shoving it down our throats while we're watching TV.
Yeah, I feel like she thinks because she does have all this knowledge, she can push people into another direction because she's just so smart. And that's just not the way to approach it. It's better to have an open dialogue and hear the person and not shut it down. But, I mean, that's...
Yeah, it is great to just ask questions and just say, well...
Why do you feel this way?
Here's my opinion, as opposed to yours. Because you can learn from everyone. All she said was, "I'm having an election party." She said, "Well, I'm not going." Or is that what she said? An election party?
I thought it was something like that. Yeah.
It's going to be spoiler alert. It's going to be a disaster.
It is going to be epic.
There's going to be tears.
Okay, so Sonia wants to help Tinsley find a new guy. So I want to ask you all a question. Out of everybody, I'm just going to go around the room and ask, and start with Megan. We'll go around this way.
Okay.
If out of every single housewife on New York Housewives currently, which one would you go to help you find a man?
Bethany.
Okay. Lindsay.
Can we skip me for a second? Let me quick think of all this.
Okay. Skip you?
Yeah, skip me for now. I just need to process this.
Okay. I'm gonna go with Bethany. Yeah. I'm gonna go with Bethany. Joe, who would you help to find a man? Who would you wanna go to?
Carol for sure.
Okay.
Oh.
Then Bethany.
Oh. Why? It's interesting.
Because Carol, I think, would know some single available men. Might be age appropriate, and people I would want to go out with.
Duh, yeah.
You know, and then
yeah.
But then Bethany also too. Oh, Bethany's good with personalities, and she'd be like, "You'd hate this guy. Mm-hmm. No, forget that. You'd have a really good time with this guy." She'd be specific, and yeah. she would be like, "You know, okay. she'd get into it."
I'm actually going to agree with you on that because I think Bethany's going to give you the tough love that sometimes you just need to hear. And she's just going to be honest with you.
No sexual attraction, but he's got money.
This isn't going to work for you because of this. And she's just going to tell you. But Carol's going to have that softer, more friendly approach and really genuinely be interested and knows that true love exists and is out there. And it's just a little bit more believer in it. And I'm more of like that. So I don't want to... I want to be handled with kid gloves. I don't want to be like...
Got it.
I'm just going to be the odd one out and throw a curveball and say Dorinda.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
I think I would choose Dorinda only because, you know, you can just see she has a real, you know, great heart. And I think she would truly want to find the right person to tailor your life. Mm-hmm. So I feel like Dorinda would probably be a good choice for me considering, I mean, she picked a person that Luann is with and he wasn't the greatest. He didn't have the greatest track record, but I mean, that's one instance. If she can find somebody else for me that's gonna, you know, we're gonna vibe, then I'll go with Dorinda.
I think that's a great answer. Mm-hmm. I think you're right about her inside. Mm-hmm. She just seems to not know a lot of gay guys because of her hair.
I am shocked. None of you picked Ramona. What?
No way.
What's wrong with you?
Ramona goes on a date a day, and she's still single. I'm not going to her.
Yeah.
That's a good point. So a little bit more about Tinsley. We find out she froze her egg. She's 41. Does not look 41, meaning she looks much younger. She doesn't like her list of things for finding a guy. She doesn't want a mama's boy. He needs a job. And then she talks about how she got arrested, which is one of 50 times that she mentioned she got arrested.
Hold
in
on,
case we didn't know, she got arrested.
Did she go to jail?
She got arrested. We don't know if she went to jail. She has a mugshot. She wore eyelash. We know she went.
She spent the night there, obviously.
But eyebrows were bad. Lashes were good. Yeah. But she went back for a handbag.
She took that handbag. It's like
bastard.
Jules with the whole like bringing up last year every 2 seconds about being Asian Jewish or something.
Yeah.
Like I think this is going to be Tinsley's thing. Like I was arrested. Hi, my name's Tinsley. I was arrested. So
everywhere.
Get used
but
to it, guys.
Better like the Asian Jewish thing was annoying. This is like I'm leading with this is what you've heard about me.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put it out there.
Let's move on.
That's not who I am.
Yeah.
I think it's so much better, and that's why Ramona welcomed it right away. She's like, wow, she just came out and said it? Okay, cool.
Right.
Let's not talk about it. And then it also doesn't give the women an opportunity to talk about it behind her back because she's putting it out there for everybody so it doesn't become this nasty, dramatic, gossipy thing. Mm-hmm.
Do we think it is true that she just went back for a handbag?
No.
If
she just
she went back to get like all her clothes and handbags and makeup. It's not. I don't think she.
She didn't go back for that. You know, she was going.
No. What I read was there was already a new woman in the guy's
life. That's what I read.
She showed up trying to be like, oh no, you.
But it was like a Gossip Cop website, so we never know what's really
Right.
What do you think?
My imagination's running wild.
Okay.
I'm thinking like the Natasha Lyonne, like 2004 story where she was like. Talking to that guy from Terminator 2 and saying like I'm gonna rape your dog and all that stuff.
Oh, nice.
I mean, I don't know. I just hope that
messed up.
I hope that it was like a big scene. It looks like I'm sure it was a big scene.
I'm
and
sure.
like handbag.
It was like some real bunny boiler action.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly.
Baseball.
Oh my
bat,
god. Maybe. Oh my god.
I love her
crazy.
For that though.
Yeah. Right. I'm like
she
yes, another line. Crazy one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's good.
And also, but by the way, like Florida. I'm glad she's out of Florida. I know that, I mean, isn't Palm, I mean, whatever.
It's beautiful and very, very wealthy place to live, and it's probably
what's the
awesome.
Proximity to Mar-a-Lago?
I don't know.
Oh, I mean, isn't Mar-a-Lago in the actual Palm
But the hotel itself was, well.
I just think, good for you for getting out of
there. Yeah.
Yeah.
But whatever.
But seeing her on Madison Ave was hilarious. She's literally like taking pictures of her old apartment as if like she's got like security guards. She can't get close enough to the hotel. She has to go like, very far away to take a picture of her old apartment because like her mugshot's like on the picture in the front hall. Like don't let
Do
the
not
lady
let
in. Like she's like, I used to be married. I used to live there.
This just in, Mar-a-Lago is in Palm Beach.
I mean.
What did she say? So the Vanderbilts,
smart.
The Mortimers, and then. The other, what was it?
Rockefeller.
Yeah, I hadn't really heard of the Mortimers.
Yeah.
She's trying to make it happen.
Yeah, right? Miss is wearing black and goes and tries on dresses, which is
that
hilarious.
That was funny.
We
it's like,
laughing.
No one's inviting me no to one's anything, inviting but I still anything. Like trying on clothes.
It was so sad.
I thought it was sad that the Dennis Basso sales associate like fully remembered her like BFF. And I was like, this is really dark right now.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Can we just... I wanted to talk about one thing. When Tinsley first shows up, props to them for not doing the like, I'm having a dinner party. Do you want to bring the new cast member with you? Oh, who's that? Never heard of her. This is just a full-on like house guest, roommate situation. Mm-hmm. It's a new approach. And also when they're sitting there and like Sonia's doing the list and like she mentions the word taint and Tinsley's like, oh, I've never heard these things, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, Topper Mortimer, I'm fairly certain, has a taint.
Sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, why was she so grossed out?
I don't understand. I baffled by so many things. Just the fact, like, what are you yelling at when you're like, when you're with him in bed? You're like, oh, Topper. Topper! Like, I can't.
She had to have had some like sort of nickname.
That
Daddy.
Name. Yeah. She was, like, still wearing boat shoes while in bed. I can't. But she
throws her eggs.
Yeah.
She wants
very smart.
Yeah.
Right.
Very smart of her.
And she certainly doesn't look... I don't think she was 41. I thought she was, like, 35, 36.
We thought she was Dina Lohan.
Yeah. Dina Lohan, who's 60.
I was
More of a Ramona classmate.
Okay, so we looked it up. So Hannah and Dorinda are looking for a couch for Hannah's new apartment, and we looked it up, and I was about right. It's about $5,000 for that couch, a little less, but with tax and with shipping, about $5,000. Very expensive couch to be looking at
for your first apartment.
For your first apartment, right? Do we think that Hannah has grown up at all and maybe matured a little bit? We know that Dorinda talked a lot about how she didn't want her to like just take advantage of the fact that she comes from money and she wants her to work hard. Do we think that she's changed at all? She changed.
I think
woman?
Her style has definitely. I think she sees a lot of the other girls that are hot right now, Gigi Hadid and Bella, and like I feel
Ooh,
like her style has really elevated since we last saw her. Mm-hmm. So good for her. I really appreciated that. So
do you think that she'll want to maybe be on camera more than she had originally wanted because she knows that a lot of these, like, I think Gigi owes a lot to the Housewives just because that's the first time I ever saw her. I mean, yeah. I don't know anybody else. But
I think so, too. I think Lisa Rinna on Beverly Hills, her kids are booming right now. I mean, at first when I did Beverly Hills, I was thinking, oh, you know, they're going to be, like, kind of, like, in their shadow. But they're really making their own lane.
They were beautiful, those girls. Like, just naturally beautiful. Yeah. So, I mean, it makes sense that they're following in.
Yeah. And she should. I mean, if you're on TV and there's viewers out there, you better get out there while you can and figure something out for yourself.
Isn't Hannah, though, isn't she in college trying to, like, do, like, something...
Yeah, she's like in and out, like dabbling, maybe.
Oh, okay. A little dabbling.
But she's not seeking out modeling.
No. I don't think so. I don't think so. What do you think of Hannah?
Yeah, this has all been very interesting. That's a very good point about the Hadids and stuff. I was going to say, I think she's like desperate to be on camera for sure. From that scene, she looked like hyped, like Adderall hyped. Oh. I don't know. You know what I mean? Just
next
like
level.
Hyped. And like, I also thought. Like I didn't recognize her at first with the sunglasses. I thought she was Pete Burns, but then I realized that it was just Hannah, and she looks great. And she was sitting down, but I think she wants to be on the show for sure. Like,
okay,
all the way.
That's good to know.
But also going into a place like that, you know, you're gonna wait a minute for a couch if it's gonna be that expensive.
You have to get it specially made in this
different
color.
Getting made.
Yeah, this is like a long
time. It's like, how about we not shop at Jonathan Adler if we need a couch tomorrow?
Yeah, doesn't she only need it for a few months or something? Like, what is it, like 4 months or something? But how long is the lease? Did she say something about... I heard it
was going to take like 12 weeks to get the couch.
Months to get the couch.
Yeah, but didn't she... Oh, that's what... Okay, I thought... Yeah, okay, got it. So then we have Bethany planning for Dress for Success, and she mentions Jason briefly. Not her, but Dorinda, Sonia, and Ramona were on Jenny McCarthy's show last week, and they divulged everything about what they think about Bethany's situation with Jason. And they did not hold back. And, like, I believe it was Dorinda that had said that this is really, really is a really ugly situation. This is not for the cameras by any means. Because Jenny was like, do you think that the whole Jason Hoppy thing is, like, really as crazy as they're making it seem? So this is about the time right now where I think it's at the worst for Jason and Bethany. Just by kind of going through headline, thinking in my head, like, the news back from October, November time. Prior to when we heard that he was, I think, was he following her or something, or he was stalking or something.
Yeah, he showed up at the school. He showed up and screamed at her.
Right.
Yeah.
So, curious, have you ever met Jason? Did you ever get to meet him?
I have met Jason.
What did you think
back
of
in
him?
The happy times?
Right, right. Bethany Ever After days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice guy, I'm guessing.
A little bit after that. Totally nice. And then knew her after, of course, and that it seemed like literal torture. Like,
really?
That situation just seemed like, I mean, I have...
You couldn't have predicted it? Or could you? Did you see it?
I didn't think about it. I was like...
Okay, right, right.
But then after it, I mean, I know when she was like filming her first season back, she was like, it was like literal. She just, it was like, oh God, like...
It was hard for her.
That sucks to be you, like right now. Yeah. Like I felt for her, like that was, that seemed really painful. Like even just in like private conversations, it seemed horrible. Not like she was, because she was also tight-lipped about everything. Mm-hmm. She was never like, oh my God, this is, she was like, it's wow. really bad, we can't talk about it.
Do you think it was because of like the fame, like, you know, he was on TV, he helped her build her brand? Because I just think like for it to take that long of a divorce process, it's like, aside from hating each other, it's like, what was it that really bothered him? Was it like not being on TV, seeing really how Bethany was? Like, what do you think it was?
I'm so not the person to answer that, but I think that television changes people who become famous on TV, also reality TV, also marriage changes people. Mm-hmm. Like, you change when the relationship grows, when you have a child, all those things change people. And I think it wasn't a change that either of them could work together on. I mean, normal people we know mm-hmm. have those problems. When you get married, it's like, can we grow together? I think it was just a combination of all of it. And she's so independent, and she's like, you know, I don't think she ever wanted to lose that part of her too. Not that she didn't want to share. I think she's also an amazingly kind, generous, wonderful person. Mm-hmm. And like a true entertainer. But I think that it had to do with just all those changes not being malleable enough for both of them.
It's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so let's make sure.
I know she doesn't wish him the worst. I mean, I think they both wanted the best for each other, and like, right. but it wasn't the marriage that was going to happen.
Right. So quickly we'll get into, because at the time I realized it's almost 8 o'clock, so if you have to... go anywhere. You're welcome to.
I will stay.
Okay, awesome.
You.
Okay,
never
so make sure.
Leave.
Okay, awesome. I know that you. Okay, so then we have the Sonia Mad Hatter themed party, color themed party, color.
So intentional.
Color.
Okay, Ramona shows up early in black, and guys, was the choker to cover her hickeys?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I think it was.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Is that code for neck lift?
Oh.
Well, there was
wait, you know what? That's a really good point. Maybe,
I'm asking.
No, but if she did do that, then it would make more sense why she would bring up hickeys. It's like you bring up the thing you don't want people.
Of course.
She's like, I love kissing. I love hickeys. I love hickeys. I love hickeys. It's like, well,
I mean, it was a cute top because of like the cutout. I thought it was very trendy.
It was very
and
trendy.
It was very hip. And she looked good
she
in
looked
it.
Really
it wasn't
good, yeah.
like she looked like...
She looks better than ever.
She looked great.
Yeah.
If that was in color, that would have been amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Ramona
Very
Blue.
True.
I'm with
Blue.
Bethany. It was a little Sandy from Grace.
So Ramona shows up early, and I nothing made me laugh more than when she looked at Sonia's dog, and the dog's name's Marley, and she's like, that's Milu. I don't know which one Milu is, though. And it's nobody's Milu. And then, did you guys think she was rude to the neighbor, Gigi?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, are you kidding?
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Oh my God.
But think about it sometimes. I mean, when you meet somebody or you don't know who they are and you just don't think and you're just not thinking, you're in, especially I know the feeling if I'm hungry too, I'm a little hangry. Like, and somebody comes up and talks to me and I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm like, and then all of a sudden you realize that you're like, oh shoot, this is somebody.
But you're not on camera, Lindsay.
I know. But that's Ramona.
That's
Ramona.
I know.
Yeah. It's signature Ramona. I think she took it so extra with just asking all these questions. And the girl's clearly trying to be like, oh, like, remember me? And she just kind of took it a little too far. But that's why people love her.
You should just pretend at that point. Because it happens to me a lot. Just because I don't have a good memory. But I always, oh, yeah, of course. Like, just pretend it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make the person feel bad, you know? Like, whatever. Just figure out who they are afterward, and then just be like, I know you. Okay. So she, Ramona, meets Tinsley and actually grows a liking to Tinsley, and I think this is going to be the beginning of a relationship with them. I think they're going to, I think she sees a little bit of herself in Tinsley. She likes that she's bringing herself back from
a youthful horrible
situation. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So Sonia says she's still mad at Dorinda for not inviting her to the Berkshires, and Bethany says, like, who cares? Like, I called someone a whore, and then, like, we all wore pajamas. Like, you didn't miss much. But Sonia's holding on to something. It's obviously a grudge that's deeper than this. It's about the fact that Dorinda talked about... It's Tom, absolutely. And I think it's also just the fact that she doesn't want to talk to people that and have people in her life that think that she was a drinker, that thinks that she had a problem.
Didn't she curtail that, or is that going to be the rest of the season? Didn't she? I mean, she stopped drinking for a while.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I just think it aggravates. I don't know. I don't know. Do you think that was she drinking?
Well, I think that was a preview for next on. Like that's like maybe some stuff. Well, oh, right, because she's being. Doggy. There was, remember the photo they showed at the end?
The
doggy style.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think it's too, like, your friends. Like, just think about your friends. These women are supposed to be friends, and for them to disinvite or not include them, it's like human nature to feel like, you know, I thought we were friends. Why wouldn't you invite me? You think I have a problem? But knowing how close you guys are and that she kind of has that problem as well, it's like, why are you pointing the finger at me? So she got
Sonia's
her back
tender.
For not inviting her.
Sonia's sensitive. She doesn't want to be left out.
Yeah, it really hurt her feelings. She's very inclusive. So.
She got her back tonight, though. Tonight.
Yeah. Remember how upset she was last year about the Bethany thing?
Oh, God, with the skinny girl thing. Yeah.
She was
sensitive
about that. So she really is a sensitive soul. So this is going to eat at her for a little while. I think Dorinda needs to make the first move in this situation just because that's the way that Sonia is. And I think she just needs somebody else to make the effort and show her that, no, you are important to me, and let's squash it.
It looks like Dorinda's going to come after her.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Ramona tells Carol that basically she disinvited Sonia. She put it in her own words, but she disinvited Sonia because Dorinda and Sonia weren't going to be able to hash it out tonight. So at the party. And then once again, the two of them get into it about politics.
Mm-hmm.
It's like... Carol... Luann shows up with a huge hat. We know that. And
they're making fun of her dress.
They're making fun of her dress. Did you guys agree that her dress was ugly?
I didn't... As I'm wearing a floral long dress with a slit in it today, I didn't think the dress was ugly. It did look a little older, but I'm not one of those people that would say something like that. I would never, ever talk about that with somebody or be like, it looks like it was Laura Ashley or that it was from Talbots. I know what Talbots is.
Talbots made me laugh really hard.
But it was awesome.
I just think it's just snarky, snotty talk that I just wouldn't, I wouldn't talk about it. Not on camera, certainly, or not to my friends where people could hear.
I see their point.
We can all see it.
Laura. It was. But like in that, I think Luann is the one of the ones who is like living in Manhattan and like doing this stuff and kind of like in a way, if the cameras weren't happening, she'd be doing them anyway. And it's like sometimes when you're in the city and you're going from place to place, it's like you put on your corky wedges because you have to get there fast. You throw on a Ralph Lauren. Psst, I mean, it's an Alice in Wonderland. Stupid party, you know, like in a huge floppy hat. Like, is it a society thing? Yeah. I mean, like you're just going, and so I don't know if she does. It was funny to make fun of her clothes, but I don't know if she deserved the dragging she got.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, she and Bethany were so tense talking to each other with their small talk. I was like, I can't watch this.
Yeah, that was difficult.
And Bethany's like, always with the hair. It always has to come back to my hair. I was like, here we go.
I was biting my lip.
It's the Berkshires. It's happening.
I like the outfit. I thought, you know, she's a classic Real Housewife, and that's a classic outfit that she has, and she brought the accessory. You know, when you go to parties, you like to stand out, and I didn't see... Was Sony even wearing a hat?
No. Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, and it was one of those hats that stood out, so she's definitely bold, and I appreciated it.
Mm-hmm.
The girls were just being a little messy.
Oh,
yeah.
So
that bitchy butler got it all started.
We're going to talk about right now. So, all right. Oh, my God. The butler. God, the borrowed butler, this
guy. Do you think the butler's there very often?
I think he's borrowed once in a while, but, like,
yeah,
seems
like
he knows everyone.
There's, like, an app for, like, you know.
He seems like he is obsessed with the show and with everybody on it. That guy did not hold back. He knew that if he was going to be outspoken, that the cameras were not. They were not going to edit him out.
So right,
yeah. You know, this was his 5 minutes of fame.
Maybe he's the next door neighbor's butler.
Maybe.
And she borrowed him for the party for the cameras.
Maybe.
He was hilarious.
Yeah, he was. But it's going to be interesting because now. After, you know, Ramona, especially it. Ramona's going to see it. I wonder, like, if she'll borrow him again next season or if Ramona won't.
He's like a she type returner. Like, maybe
I feel like he's more likable, though. I like this guy's approach. He was a little bit, like, too snarky for me. Mm-hmm. And, like, I feel like you don't build fans that way. You don't build anything
by
that
cutting
way.
Somebody
I don't think he's
like
thinking long term. And then he's like, how am I not going to get cut out of this
scene? He's already on the wrong foot, then.
Exactly.
He's like the facialist.
The facialist.
Oh my god, yeah.
They all are friends with Sonia.
They're all Sonia's people.
So these could be words that are coming from Sonia's mouth.
Of course.
That they are repeating. Mm-hmm. And therefore, Sonia's not getting the backlash for it.
That was in the contract he signed.
Right? Well, that's interesting you say that, Lindsay, because we see so many times tonight that Sonia said things about Ramona, like little things here and there. And then she says, you know, to Luann, Ramona's been my friend forever. Like, Ramona and I are so close, she has my key to my house or whatever. So it's like, it's interesting. They're, no matter what Sonia says about Ramona and vice versa, I feel like they'll always be friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
So quickly we'll ask, so Sonia and Luann are talking. Do we think that Sonia is jealous of Dorinda and Luann's friendship?
I don't know what it is.
It's just the Tom thing.
Is it the Tom thing?
It's the Tom thing.
Do you think that she's ever going to get over Tom? If she is not over him.
If she finds somebody that is close to what Tom is, has the money, the nice penthouse, you know, the setup, then she'll get over it. Okay. And maybe that might happen for her. Maybe we might be watching her fall in love or finding the right guy. But for now, I think she's going to be really not that happy.
She's not over Tom, huh? What do you think?
Mm-mm.
I'd be over Tom. Get over it.
I know.
Yeah, I'd be over Tom too, but I think she's still sensitive. I mean, I just think she's like one of those people that...
10 years, you know, guys.
Yeah.
10 years of that going on.
Yeah, but at the reunion, she admitted it was only maybe like less than 5 times they ever slept together in 10 years.
Well, that's kind of lame then.
Right.
I'm over it. I don't want it drugged through the rest of this season. No. I'm over it.
No. And then do we think Ramona... Oh, we already asked that. Do we think Ramona and Tinsley will be very good friends? I think yes. I think they're going to be definitely close. Anything else that we
think
need
Ramona's
going to
be her advocate?
The whole Bethany being frigid to Tinsley was interesting.
Yes, thank you, Megan. Yeah. Yes. I know we're a little over time. Sorry. So, yeah, do you guys think that she snubbed her? That Bethany snubbed Tinsley?
No.
I don't think it was purposeful.
I think that's.
It's Bethany.
Was 100% Bethany. I think it was like, how are you? I'm going to say hi to the person I know. She's not going to be like, she's not from the South.
She's not fake.
She's Bethany Frankel. You know?
I agree with you.
Hi.
Carol and Ramona were sitting right there. Hi, you. I don't know.
Hello.
Hey,
nice
ladies,
to meet
how
you.
How are you?
Maybe I'll circle back and we'll get to chat in a minute, but I'm making my greetings to the people I know.
Mm-hmm. Do you think
not
it
rude?
Has?
I could see why Tinsley would think because, you know, when she says, I talk about my arrest because it's my therapy, it's also, you know, talking about yourself is also called a few other things. We talk about yourself all the time only. So I could see how someone would be like, oh, why didn't you give me my... It's not, you know, it's not her quinceañera. I mean, it was a garden party for Alice in Wonderland. Mm-hmm. You know?
I
mean, it wasn't like a debut or like Sweet 16 party for Tinsley. But I think in Tinsley's mind, it might have been.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Something I really liked tonight that I forgot to say earlier was I love the flashbacks. I love seeing her past life. I think that makes people more interested.
Tinsley.
Yeah, seeing her, like, everything that she was saying, she has accomplished. So it's going to be interesting if she can find her way back there.
That story, though, here's what she said. Becoming an It Girl is not something that just happens. Then she follows it by saying, I mean, for me, and I thought she was going to be like, I had an agenda, I had a but no, she was like, I was walking around by the pier and I saw a stop and step and repeat and someone was like, oh, who's that person? And then I learned to curl my hair and the rest is history.
Like,
that's actually, it just happened.
Like Lana got discovered at the fountain or whatever, Lana Turner or whatever. They have that whole like story, like people got discovered. But nobody gets discovered, I'm sorry.
Not anymore. Annie McDowell got discovered in a coffee shop. But like, it doesn't really happen. But like, seem to have
that's
happened.
That's her story. We don't know if that's
she's
really
just,
happened.
Remember, she came from money.
She was rich.
So she is wearing nice clothes. She walks up. People are going to be like, oh, who is
she
that?
She went to boarding school, like one of the most exclusive boarding schools.
People are going to wonder, okay, who is this girl? But, I mean, yeah, it's an interesting
It was a
her
funny
approach
story. Yeah.
It was.
To how she
it
told it.
It just happened. Right. It did just happen.
Let's get into some predictions for next next episode.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Do you want? Can we start with you? Do you want to? Do you want to think about some stuff first, or just any prediction you
let
have?
Let me
it's
just
not,
go.
No,
yeah,
no
I'll
pressure.
Just use my psychic powers. I predict that Tinsley is like, I can't handle it at Sonia's and gets out of there as soon as humanly possible.
Wow.
Maybe there's a surprise thing with her and Carol. I'm just trying to draw the connections. Maybe there's like a surprise either conflict or like, you know, maybe she's a secret Trumpy. I don't know.
Ooh.
Ramona is going to flip-flop through every one of those people. Friends, not friends, friends, not friends, until one of them sticks and then it becomes big enough to hold on to, and then that will take us out of the entire season. And then I think Bethany might come back to have it. I think the Bethany and Luann thing might just be like simmering and then might pop off again. I just feel like I can't see them ever being that chummy, you know?
Nah, I don't think there's any chum in there. No.
I think with Dorinda, I think she's definitely going to let Sonia know how she's been feeling, seeing all those things in the press. I think she's definitely going to maybe pull the crazy Dorinda and attack her about that. So I don't think she's going to let Sonia off the hook.
Oh, I forgot about Dorinda. I always forget.
What are you doing here without Dorinda?
Just trying to make it nice.
Next week when they're talking about Sonia and this doggy whatever, I think that's I'm nervous. I don't like the drama all the time. I don't know, you guys all love it. It just hurts my heart because it just gets mean and gets mean girl and witchy, and it's not nice. And they gang up. And the problem is all of them gang up on one person instead of kind of just going, okay, let's discuss this. So I'm scared for that next week.
Yeah. Okay, I'll predict for next week specifically, I think we're going to get Dorinda and Sonia in the same room together for the first time. It's going to get heated and hot.
It's going to be amazing.
But is Sonia, like, what does she have behind her to, like, instead of just, like, you hurt my feelings, or maybe it's... I don't know. I'm just trying to think of what she's got. Because I think Dorinda's, like, on fire about it.
I think Lindsay got it. I think it's that Dorinda introduced Luann to Tom. And that's her Tom.
Really? Yeah.
And that's the heart of the issue that she doesn't want to admit. And then the fact that she wasn't invited to the Berkshires is just...
The list is piling
up. She says the problem
exactly.
is. But it's
she's
the underlying
it.
Issue is...
Yeah, that's a really good analysis of that. That I never thought of that. That's... I mean,
it always comes back to a man and comes back to love. And like we said, she's very sensitive.
True.
So I think she truly, even if it was five times, when you have a connection with somebody, it just sometimes it sticks and it's hard.
Anybody else any predictions? Okay. Megan, so where can we find you on social media?
You guys can find me on social media at Megan Stecker. It's MEGANSTECATR. And stay tuned to my Twitter. I have a very exciting new project coming up very soon with somebody in the Bravo family.
Oh, congratulations.
Congrats, girlfriend.
This is Lindsay here. You guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lindsay Wegner, or my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com, LYNDSEYWEGNER, and tomorrow night for Supernatural.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Rulina. Follow me everywhere on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook at Thomas Rulina, and get to know me more at thomasrulina.com.
John, where can we find you?
Nice. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Thank you. We would love to have you back.
Anytime.
Yes,
okay, great.
I love coming
to come back.
You can hear me and Andy Cohen every Monday morning live early at the butt crack of dawn on Sirius XM channel 102 Radio Andy, and on my show The Feels 1 p.m. 4 p.m. Eastern at the Boss of You on Twitter, and at John Arthur Hill, that's John with an H, on Instagram. I guess that's it.
That's amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
And you can find me on Twitter at Ashley Daniels. Instagram is Miss Ashley Daniels. And please, please rate, subscribe. Talk to us on iTunes and on our YouTube. Why can't I not speak tonight? Please let us know what you thought on YouTube. We know some of you guys do not hold back. And we appreciate the very kind people who come in every week. Yes, we love you guys. We know all of you by name. So thank you so much. And we will see you next week.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.